Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tarot of Empowerment Radio, where you can obtain tools to live to your highest potential with Judith Sult, who has over 30 years as an intuitive tarot reader, teacher, and healer.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Tarot of Empowerment Radio.
Empowerment Coach. I've been reading and teaching tarot as a tool for empowerment for over 30 years. I'm currently co-creating a deck, Tarot of Empowerment, of course, that would be the name, with Gordon Acordes, and you can see our cards and order prints at tarotofempowerment.com. We're so excited this week because we have been putting the packaging together. We are in the beginning of March. You can mark this on your calendar. At the beginning of March, we're going to have a numbered, signed collector set of the Major Arcana only. And it comes with a reading cloth, a pouch, and a beautiful tin gold empowerment treasure box. Isn't that exciting? So we will have this in time for the Northwest Tarot Symposium, and that is on the weekend of March 6th. It's March 6th through 8th, and we are gold sponsors for that. And you can see our new cards there if you're at all interested in tarot and you're in the Northwest. It promises to be an excellent show. They're teaching all kinds of different symposiums, and you can go to nwtarotsymposium.com to get an idea of what some of the programs are there. And we will be giving away a collector box, a collector set at the show if you come by our booth and sign up for a drawing. Tonight, I had announced that I was going to have Beth Salonen as a guest. Beth has created more than 90 decks, and I think she's busy creating one right now because I haven't heard from her this evening. So, Beth, if you're out there and you do decide to call into the show, we'll add you. But in the meanwhile, my very, very good friend and help her out in a pinch, Karen Crane is here. Karen Crane is a wise woman. She and I have been mentoring each other for 20-some years.
Over 20 years.
And she is also an expert in reading crystals. And she is, and not just like the fluorites and the clear crystals and that kind of thing. She loves all rocks. Mm-hmm. And so all different kinds of rocks. And she will be doing some readings this evening also. So we're real excited about that. And it will give you an opportunity if you want to call into the show.
Readings with crystals. Crystal readings.
Crystal readings and also tarot readings tonight. Mm-hmm. And we'll be real clever and figure out how we're going to combine them. And I think that we'll be able to do that. So if you do want to call into the show, the number is 347-205-9869. And you are welcome to call into the show. And I know that we have some people that are lined up there, and we will get to you, and thank you for holding during the course of the show. So one of the things that I've been finishing the text for the book, and it's one of those projects that at some point has to end. You can only go over it. Well, no, you can't only go over it so many times, but just eventually it's going to have to end. And so we have it to the editor, and then we will have it printed, and the tarot set also comes with a book, and I don't think I mentioned the book. But that it will be a full explanation about how we came about to do the project and then how to read with cards. Now, those of you who are fairly new to tarot, and even some of you who maybe have been around tarot for a while but don't, you know, really quite, you're not quite confident enough that you really know how to interpret cards, one of the things that I suggest you do is to pull a card, one card, well, actually two cards today. The first card will be what kind of energy for you to be aware of today. And so just before the show, I pulled a card called Choices in our deck. It's the Lovers in the traditional deck. And Choices is about, you're always making decisions and choices, but when this card comes up, it means that you are at a time in your life when you are making a major decision. And so here's a perfect example. Preparing for the show, I pulled choices, and my decision was to call on my friend Karen, who's visiting me from California, and to go forward with the show that way. Now, as a tool of empowerment, if you make the choice, when you make your choice, you are empowered. Taking action, being empowered to analyze, stop and think and figure out, and being willing to make a choice and take responsibility for the consequences of your action. That's really, really important. Then the second card that you pull would be how is this card going to manifest during the course of this show? If you were doing it in the morning, of course, it would be how is it going to manifest in the course of the day? And the card I pulled is a strength card. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want you to know that I just pulled this card. I don't prepare these ahead of time. I don't look at the cards until I pull them when I'm actually doing the reading. And so to have the choices card manifest as strength means that I'm going to have the strength to go through the show today. I'm going to be empowered to be able to stay on task, on time, to interview, hopefully with some insight and some grace. And then I'm going to do it through a position of gentleness and compassion. I love this strength. I love all the cards. But I love this strength card because it is in our deck. She's riding the horse. And by the way, again, you can see our cards at tarotofempowerment.com. All of our cards are up. And the strength card, she's riding this beautiful horse. She's gone and tamed a wild horse and brought it in. And she is not only riding the horse with love and compassion, but they're working together in harmony. And the strength comes from the gentleness and compassion with which she rides the horse. So that's our lesson on empowerment today from the Tarot of Empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Karen, I would love for you to give us some background on how long you've been involved with rocks and crystals. Karen, also, if you're on Facebook and you friend her, she's at Karen Crane. C-R-A-N-E.
Karen D, initial D, Crane.
Okay, as in David. Karen D. Crane. And she posts most beautiful things. Every morning or evening, both. Oh, okay, twice a day.
Twice a day, yeah.
And they're so inspired and inspiring. And they just, as a woman of wisdom, she is sharing her wisdom with you. So,
where did that come from?
Yes.
Where did that come from? I am, for the last, I'm 63, so for the last 30 years, I have been a seeker of wisdom, and I've had many mentors, and I've gone to workshops, and have learned a number of things about how to have a happy, empowered life. That was always my goal, and that's where I am now. Despite some difficulties, like I lost the love of my life to cancer 10 years ago. I have lost all my money more than once. And still, I am really happy and whole. I feel whole. I feel empowered to do my life. And it's not an accident. I know it's not an accident that I feel that way. I have taken deliberate steps to get over the grief, to not wallow in emotion, to get back on the horse, to keep going, and do it with grace.
And Karen makes incredible jewelry that as she's working with it, as she's working with the stones, it's fun to watch her because she lays them out and she lets them talk to her. And sometimes you can see as she's putting the stones together, she'll make a post of what they look like when, you know, before she's wire wrapped them. And that's part of her empowerment, is the juice and the energy. Sounds funny to say juice from the stones, but it's an emotional and spiritual juice.
Definitely.
That she gets from the stones.
And when I share it like that, then my people love it. Empowerment and juice are wonderful when they're shared. If you want to, here's a skill to be aware of. If you want to be empowered, hang around empowered people. Listen to, watch how they do something, even the dishes in their house, even grocery shopping. And especially if you can watch them do their passion, you
yes.
will feel so inspired to go touch your passion and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And do it. Do it. Do it. It's not like you want to grab what I'm doing. It makes you want to do what you love to do.
That's right.
And that's empowerment. And so sharing empowerment, that's why I take photos of some of my pieces in process. And I post something on them and say, here's, you know, this is what I'm doing today. Or I don't even know what I'm doing today, but here's a bunch of stones that are talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll post that photo. And I actually do those on my Facebook jewelry page. And that, if you're on Facebook, that's called Karen Crane Jewelry Designs. And that's where I have photos of stones and jewelry. And this year, an addition will be information about crystal reading, because what I have discovered is the same information I use to put together a piece of jewelry can be used just with the random stones that somebody pulls from a bag, or stones that they love, particular stones that you love. If you called me up and said, hey, I would like you to make me a pendant with amethyst and citrine and rose quartz,
mm-hmm.
Then I would do that. But if you also just tell me, my three stones in my head right now are amethyst, citrine, and rose quartz, I can tell you, I can do a little reading on how, what those mean, why that's in your head, what it means for you. And then you can figure out what you want to do about that. You might want a piece of jewelry. You might not need a piece of jewelry. You might just want the rocks handy, and you put them on your desk, and then you remember, these three stones go together and make a particular statement to me,
mm-hmm.
to my soul.
And also understand that the energy of the rock remain the same, but what energy you want to draw on at different times in your life
right.
can change.
The other thing that's true about stones at this point, if you've never done anything with stones, rose quartz and amethyst are two very common stones that people like, that when they discover stones, and also rainbow moonstone. Those are three favorite stones. Each of those stones has an intrinsic, very subtle resonance with, they bring some energy. They hold some energy. If you hold the stones, you begin to vibrate and resonate with that stone and that energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but stones, the energy can mean different things to different people.
Mm-hmm.
So holding the same stone for one person will mean something different than for another person.
We all bring our soul, our heart, our life experience into whatever it is that we're doing with the stones or with cards or whatever. And so it's important for you to understand, it's like reading the cards. You can look at what I write in Tarot of Empowerment or how I interpret a card, but you need to develop your own relationship with the card, and you have to be able to intuit and to learn your own sense of what the cards or the stones or any kind of divinatory tool. There are a lot of books that will tell you that you have to do things in a certain way, and those are rituals and they're suggestions, and if it resonates, or whatever part of what you're being told resonates with you, as long as it harms none and it's for the good of all, as long as you're doing that, then you create the ritual that makes you comfortable. Karen, since this is fairly new to my listening audience that's accustomed to tarot readings, can we call the first person up front here and see if about doing a reading for, I believe it's Wanda. Janet, if that will work, could you call Wanda, connect us?
I'm happy to do that, and she might still want some tarot from you.
Okay. Wanda, are you there?
Yes! I'm here. Are you there? Can you hear me?
There.
Hello? Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Wanda. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Did we go kind of muted there for a while?
Oh, I don't know what happened.
Okay. Okay, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to have a crystal reading?
Oh, a crystal reading. That would be really good. I just got one last week at Wise Awakening for a friend, and I'm trying to think of its name. No, I can't think of its name right at the top of my head. I was more looking for a tarot, but I could also, I'm using selenite a lot in my keepership work.
Is there another stone, Wanda, besides selenite that you're using?
Let's see, Lemurian sphere.
Crystals?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so, and did you hear me talking about crystal readings a minute ago, or did we go dead?
Well, I very well, so,
you didn't
I've been
hear
using, it. Yeah.
Okay. We'll do a tarot reading also, go ahead.
I'll just briefly say that if you're working with selenite, it is, as you probably already know, it is
mm-hmm.
a high vibrational stone that opens you up to your personal guide Universal Guide channel to open to, you just have an open channel to whatever energies, high spiritual energies are out there that want to come in and work with you.
Mm-hmm.
That was the feeling? If you put that energy together with Lemurian crystal, Lemurians are bringing in a certain kind of high energy from the Lemurian messages. And quartz, which is that Lemurians are in quartz, I'm assuming yours are quartz.
Right.
That quartz, it expands whatever you're doing. A quartz generally does. So you have, by working with Lemurian, you have an expanded channel to Lemurian energy and their messages and teachings. By adding the selenite, you are inviting energies from other aspects of where we get energy. I'm not going to say it's like other, I don't know which one. Selenite is sort of a channel to any energy. So with both of them, you've got expanded awareness of Lemurian energy, but also other guides can come in and work with that to give a more in-depth package of energy that you're working with.
Okay, so say that I want to really kind of tap in and use this selenite for working with more ancient Egyptian healing work. So what would you add to the, would you use besides, I can't think of this.
I would add lapis.
That one I was thinking about, lapis. Is there any others?
Add lapis, just because, especially if you're talking about the ancient Egyptians.
Right.
We know they use lapis. What about malachite?
Right.
Lapis and malachite.
Okay.
I don't get that so much. I get and also if you're favoring metals, use gold.
Okay.
Not necessarily you don't have to necessarily use pure gold. If you use golden energy.
Yes, that's what
That's also Egyptian. That will tap you back to if you want to go with like the feminine energy or the, actually the feminine energy is lapis and the male energy is the gold.
Okay.
So by working with those two, the metal and the stone, you are accessing the male female balance of energy from ancient Egypt.
Okay.
And the combination of that with selenite will be dynamic.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm using it within some of my what we call healing technologies there and sacred geometries. They're technologies that we're working with art. And when I was sitting, and I use my keepership crystal is selenite, but when I was sitting with the colors, I was using a gold pen. And then they told me to use blue. And then they said I with this because I'll be making elixirs later. They said this is coming through for the ancient Egyptian healing technology work and that I would be using lapis in the elixir too, the crystal.
And you've never met Karen before and, you know, of course you didn't have any idea what you were working on and yet what she said resonates exactly with what you're doing. I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Alonda, what would you like to have a reading about?
So, you know, we've got a lot of energies right now in time, and it seems like there's a lot of karmic coming up, karma and dharma, and it feels like a lot of people are going through a lot of stuck energies, including myself, a lot of initiations, going through a lot of high activations that are creating these initiations, and they seem pretty strong in many, many ways. So I'm just wanting some kind of insight of if it's going to smooth out and is there something new coming in.
Okay. Well, Karen and I are juggling here. Two cards came up together. One of them is the advisor, but what was right in front of the advisor was the unknown. And the unknown card is saying the cosmos doesn't have things in place yet for you to be able to move through this initiation. You are moving through it. You are moving through your through what your energy is. Let's see what your release. It's really important for you. Justice is a card that came up about what to release. And what is important for you to release is your sense of the way things should be, the rules. What are the rules that you live by? What are the man-made, what are the rules that you're making for yourself about whether you're doing a good job or not doing a good job, or whether you're being treated fairly, or what any of those kind of things. It's time to move beyond those or to examine them. You don't have to give up all of that sense of justice, but you do need to examine that sense of what you're doing, how you're evaluating yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. And something I heard the other day, actually I think it was when I was in Wise Awakening too, and a man said, oh, we only learn through struggle. And I don't think that it certainly isn't in my paradigm. I know it's not in Karen's paradigm.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. You don't have to. You may be, my sense of where you are is that you're struggling with that, that you need, things have to be hard. And they don't have to be hard. And so those kinds, any of those outmoded beliefs that determine how you judge yourself need to be released.
Okay.
And then the card that I pulled about what you're calling into your life is the Quester. In the traditional deck, this is the Fool. In our deck, he's on a quest. He's on a journey, and his journey is to be empowered. And so as you're moving through with these energies and as you're learning about healing, be empowered with what you're doing, to try, and don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to fail. If you fail, it means that it didn't work, but you did something in taking a step that you wanted to try, that you needed to test. That's part of your initiation.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to fail. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. Thank you. This was sweet. Thank you.
Okay. Happy New Year to you.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I think, did you have anything you wanted to add to that, Karen?
I don't know. I can always add something.
well, before our next caller.
No, I don't think the way I feel complete with that, and it was interesting.
Okay, that sounds great. And so next, I believe we have Ibitar. Is that correct, Ibitar? Are you there?
It's Ibitar.
Ibitar.
Yeah, with a B, two B's, Ibitar.
Ibitar, okay.
And hello, lady.
Hello, how are you this fine January evening?
Happy 2015.
Yes,
Do you know what your personal number is this year?
No, I sure don't. I didn't even know I had a crystal number. How do you determine that?
What day and month were you born?
5/8.
Okay, so 5 and 8 is 13. 13 reduces to 4. 2015 is a universal 8 year. And if our last caller, Londa, is still listening, that 8 year is a lot about power and status. And we won't go into that too much, except that's one of the reasons why there is so much strong energy out there. So 4 and 8 is 12. Yeah, 12. And so this is a 3-personal year for you, Ivatar. So all year what you're going to be feeling, your energy is going to be feeling, is about joy and expansiveness. It's a great day to a great year to travel and to explore what's out there and to try new things. And to be, it's a good manifesting number also. You manifest what you have been planning for the last 2 years.
That's exciting.
Now, how can we help you today? Would you like a reading?
Yes, I would. I'm not really sure what to ask or if I need to ask anything, or I'm not really sure.
Okay.
It's the first time I've called a show. Do I need to ask a question or no?
No, you don't have to ask a question. Let's see what your angels and guides have to say to you today, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to do a reading. Those of you listeners that are out there, I'm working with a major arcana only deck. That means in most tarot decks, there are, in traditional tarot decks, there are 22 cards. In my tarot deck, there are 23 cards, and there are some other decks that have additional cards, too, so we're not the only deck in the world that does that. But our card, our 23rd card, is called the Unknown, and the rest of the cards are a fresh interpretation of the tarot and the way that it has been presented. It's been updated in presentation to be used in everyday life. So I'm going to pull a card for the theme for you for the year. And the card that came up is a strength card. And so as your theme for the year, it is suggesting that you are going to find a lot of strength, not just within yourself, but also within your community. And you're going to find remember that strength comes through gentleness and compassion. And if you want to see what this card looks like, go to tarotofempowerment.com. And she is a beautiful woman in her naked truth, sitting on a horse, a beautiful horse that she has tamed, and the horse has become her partner to give her the strength to move through her work and to carry forth on her journey. The next card that came up for you is the Justice card, and it is, and this is in a reverse position, and so it's in a reverse position, it implies an internal process that's going on. It would indicate to me that you're hard on yourself sometimes, and that you have very stringent rules of behavior. Does that sound like you?
You know, in the past, I have been kind of hard on myself, but in the last year or two, I really, really have shifted in my consciousness, and not only with myself, but, you know, with other people too.
Okay, great. Great. Well, that's, you're on the right track for what you need to be doing with that. The third card that I pulled for you is the Moon card. And the Moon card is about really paying attention to your intuition and to timing. We're at about the new moon. Do you know where we are in the cycle, Karen?
Oh, not exactly, no.
But we're around the new moon right now. And when there is a new moon, it is, excuse me, it is a time of planting new seeds. And it is a time, and this is the beginning of the year, and it's a year that's going to be joyful for you. So this is a really good time to set your goals and to set down, do it in two ways. Set three goals for this month, and three goals for what you want to do by the end of the year.
Okay.
And do that with the new moon. And I think you'll find that the energy that comes from from the energy that you're working with is beautiful. And Karen, can you suggest a stone that she might be able to use for her work? What about a moon?
A moonstone is good if your work is about empowering your feminine self. What also came to my mind is a clear quartz crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Because clear quartz expands whatever else is going on. So the clear quartz is what you set your intentions and figured out what you want to do. The clear quartz is going to help you become aware of what you need to do that. So I'd go with
I have a really nice size clear quartz that I use, and it really helps me to shift energy when I want to shift the energy.
Yeah.
So,
well, I would use that, especially put it maybe in a special place for a little while. And the new moon is actually about a week away. So get yourself, you can start thinking about this and then do some declaring, have it written down, be ready to initiate it on the new moon.
Yeah, I've been writing things down already.
Good. You know, it sounds like you are so right on target, and the only thing we could do is to confirm what your intuition has already told you to do. And that in itself is a valuable reading.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you are empowering yourself. Congratulations. Have a wonderful 2015.
Thank you.
It looks like we have a few more callers. We'll try to get to most of them. We have Susan.
Hello.
Hi, Susan.
This is Suzanne.
Suzanne. Welcome.
That's okay. Now, can I ask a specific question?
You certainly may.
What do you see with my love life? What love life?
Okay, I'm gonna give you a test. What's the name of my deck?
I don't know, because I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's okay. It's Tarot of Empowerment.
Okay.
And, so we want to, instead of having you passive or being
waiting,
just waiting.
I'm not really waiting. I'm trying.
Well, we want to find out what will be more the most empowering thing for you to do.
Okay,
so
that's
let's draw a couple of cards around what is the most empowering, the best course of action that Suzanne can take in order to improve her love life. Okay?
Yes.
That makes sense?
Yes.
Okay, it does to me too. Okay.
So I'm going to draw a card about you and your love life just in general. And I get the Quester, and that is the Fool card in the traditional deck. The Quester is on a quest. He's on a journey. He is ready, or she is ready, to learn from all of the different kinds of archetypes, all of the lessons in life, and the lessons that you're having to learn. Now, the thing with the Quester is there has to be a certain amount of naivete. There has to be a certain amount of trust. You need to be communicating with your spirit guides or your angels and guides. Do you do any kind of, do you talk to your angels? Do you?
Yes, I say, angels, can you find me someone?
Well, you know, they're willing to work with you.
No, I know. I have to get out the door. I mean,
they what?
I have to get out the door and find them. I mean, but I'm asking the ages to push them in my way. I'm sorry, we're friends here. We're just laughing.
No, that's okay. Looking less hard and allowing the energy to come to you will be more satisfying. What the Quester is telling me is that you need to understand yourself more.
I am myself.
You need to find yourself, right?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
No, not really, because I know myself and I found myself. I've been single for a while. I know myself pretty well, and I found myself and who I am and what I want.
Okay. The next card that came up, and I'm not discounting my interpretation from the first card, but we'll see how these cards come together. The next card is the Star card, and the Star says you can reach your highest potential. Now, if you know yourself really well, see, you're on a quest, and that means that you need to find yourself, but the way you do that is by listening to others. So are you being real conscientious about listening to what others have to say, about taking their suggestions and their to heart, and to open yourself up to understanding? Or do you feel like you know yourself so well that you are not listening to them?
No, I listen to people. If they say, oh, that one's not good for you, or you should try something else, I listen.
Okay.
I don't know it all. I listen to what other people have to say. I just know what I want out of life. It doesn't mean you can't learn from other people.
Right. And what are you doing when you say, I know what I want out of life? How are you pursuing it? What are you doing?
I'm working. I'm seeing friends. I'm trying to go on dates.
Well, let's see what... The next card that came up is Entrapment in the traditional deck. Do you know anything about traditional cards?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
No, that's okay. I wasn't going to go into a full explanation. You're stuck in something from the past. You're still stuck in something from the past. I don't know what it is. I can't tell in a 3 or 4 card reading. But
I still like somebody from the past, but I don't know if they're ever going to call me again.
Okay. You need to release that wish, that desire. There's no room for anybody new to move in. Not into your bedroom or into your house, but into your life. So So you need to let go of that. And I would suggest doing it through ceremony. And you take something that's symbolic of your relationship with him, and you release that. And you release it by burning it to transform the energy. Now, if you do that, you're not saying that person can never come back into your life. But what you're saying is that I release the holding desire on this other person that's keeping me from finding anyone new. And if you're doing that, then these other cards also make sense, because what they're saying is that if you're continually waiting for a person to fill the void, nobody else will be able to fill it for you. That's
okay,
the way
so I can take
it.
Something symbolic that we know together and burn it?
Something, very often a photograph or a letter or something, and you burn it.
Do I have a photograph or a letter?
And as you burn it, you say, as this paper is being transformed, so
as this paper is being transformed,
so may the relationship be released and transformed.
So may the relationship be released and transformed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can do that.
Now, when you do that, you can't do it thinking, and you'll come back to me. That would defeat the whole thing.
Okay.
You have to be willing to let him go.
Okay.
All righty?
All right, I can do that.
Okay,
I'll do it right now.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Who else do we have in the queue there?
Desmond.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that first. Hello? Desmond?
How's it going? Yes.
Hi, Desmond. Welcome. Welcome aboard.
Hey, how you doing today? Tonight, rather.
We are doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, not bad. I was wondering, what do you see for me for 2015?
Okay. What day and month were you born, Desmond?
12/16.
Okay. So 12, 1 and 2 is 3. 16 is 7. Oh, you know what you're going to find yourself doing this year, Desmond? You're in a 9 personal year. That means from January to December, no matter when your birthday is, you're going to be cleaning out closets, relationships, and finishing projects that need to be done. Last year for you was a year around money issues. 2014 was around money issues. And very likely status issues, like maybe trying to get a promotion or trying to get a new job or something like that. Is that correct?
You're right, exactly.
Okay. So now you're in a 9 year, and everything is around completion. When you take your age and you add up the two numbers of your age, what number do you come up with? Like if you were 24, it would be a
7. Seven.
A 7? Okay.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be doing your 9 year right now. You're doing it as a 7. And you said your birthday was in December, right? So
right.
So you have the same energy all year. On that last year around those issues of power and money and things like that, it was all around issues around the home, or that took a lot of the issues that you were doing. You might have bought a new home or remodeled or changed houses or changed who's in your house or something like that. Did that happen last year?
No, that didn't happen. But the money issues and when they get hired full-time, stuff like that happened last year for sure.
Yeah, okay. So six, you were, your age added up to a six last year. So it was about responsibility, and that often is around home issues too. So this year, you're in your 9 year, it's all about completion. And it's a really nice combination to have that 9 and a 7, because 7 is about analysis and understanding. So you're going to be thinking carefully. Now, me, when I'm in a 9 year, I chuck everything. I'm cleaning out file cabinets and throwing things away that I shouldn't do. But you're going to be much more thoughtful about it. You're also going to be more thoughtful about how you finish your project, what project you're going to choose, and what project you're going to complete. So does that make sense to you, Desmond?
Yes, yes.
Now, the thing with... please go ahead with what you're going to say.
Oh, because, yes, I want to take up Reiki and, study a little bit more about herbology, you know, so I could be a little more solid in that aspect. So, yeah, that's definitely want to complete that. So that's correct.
That's great. I'm a Reiki master, and I've worked with the energy a lot with, healing myself and healing others. I'm going to draw a card for you, but then I'm going to ask Karen to give you some ideas of what stones might help you with your healing work. How would that be?
Okay, that'd be perfect.
Oh, this is great. I love this card. I love all the cards. This card is the Awakening. And in the traditional deck, it's called the Judgment card. And in our deck, it's the Awakening because it is, you've gone past judgment. You're not involved with that anymore. You've broken loose of the old paradigms. You've broken loose of the old ways of thinking and beliefs that have held you in too tightly, and you have an epiphany. And so one of the things that's the energy that's going to be coming up for you this year is that, aha, I get it, awakening, breaking loose, and really being able to be free. And you can see this card at tarotofempowerment.com. It's beautiful. It's the 20th card in the Major Arcana deck, and it's just stunning. So that awakening is what is going to be your card for coming up this year, and with the energy that's coming up this year, and it's perfect for Reiki. Have you had any Reiki at all yet?
No, I just had Reiki done on me, but I haven't had any Reiki training as of yet.
Well, you'll really awaken your healing inner self when you do. I'm going to have Karen talk to you now about the stones that can help you. And I like having rocks around me when I do Reiki, personally.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Definitely quartz, clear quartz crystal, a nice clear quartz anything. A sphere, a point, a natural point. I'm thinking something a little bit larger, too large to wear in a piece of jewelry, bigger than you would wear in a piece of jewelry. Having clear quartz around you. If you're going to do Reiki, if you have any sacred place, an altar, or places where you set things that bring energy to you, put a piece of clear quartz there. The other stone that came to me, two stones came to me that you might be interested in. One is serpentine. And serpentine is a green stone that has wonderful different levels of healing energy in it. And you'll find it in a lot of different shades of green. And you can also, often it will have bits of black, like black spots in the serpentine. And the black spots are grounding, and the serpentine is the green, healing, gentle energy. So a piece of serpentine around would help with the healing you want to do with the Reiki.
Okay.
And the other stone that comes is green aventurine, and that's the aventurine is spelled aventurine. And green
aventurine.
Pardon?
You said AV. It begins with AV.
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 Yeah, V as in Victor.
Oh, okay, I got you, okay.
V as in Victor. There's no D in the word. It's not like adventure. It's aventurine, green aventurine. And
okay.
And it definitely works with healing energy. It's a little different. The serpentine is more physical. And the adventuring is also going to be more heart and emotion. So those are the stones I'd suggest for you.
Okay.
Come and help them around. Adventuring, serpentine, and clear quartz.
And the nice thing about working with stones the way Karen is talking about is you don't have to buy expensive pieces. What you're looking for is quality, and you're looking for the energy from them. So what you do is to put your hands over the stones and feel the energy and feel what sings to you.
One might want to come to you that's even the ugliest stone in the dish, but you're looking for energy. So you kind of want to pick it just because let it help you pick you. Take the stone that seems to resonate with you, even if you don't know why.
Okay. All right. So make sure they're a little bit bigger than a piece of jewelry I will wear. So a spear or a point would be good also.
Yes.
Okay.
Something that appeals to you that even your brain just says, oh, I want that one. That's the one to get. It's
already
talking to you if you want it.
Okay.
Yes, Ms. Right. Thank you so much for calling. Good night, and have a wonderful new year.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay, wonderful. Karen, can you remind people how to get in touch with you?
If you want to get in touch with me, you can friend me on Facebook at Karen, initial D like David Crane. C-R-A-N-E is my last name. I have a website called www.daughterofdean, all one word, Daughter of Dean, and Dean is spelled D-E-A-N-E.com. And you can send me a message from there.
And Karen, as I was saying, has these wonderful words of wisdom that are appropriate not just for women, but also for men.
I call them wisdom work for women only because it's wisdom work for the feminine side of all of us.
That's right. And I know my husband will often go to Facebook before I do, and he'll say, oh, did you see Karen's listening her wisdom work this morning? It was really wonderful. And so it's very inspirational for both males and females. Again, you can reach me, Judith, at judithsultz.com. And you can also reach me at the Tarot of Empowerment website. You can sign up for my monthly e-newsletter. And I also have a website, Judith Sult, J-U-D-Y-T-H-S-U-L-T. Thank you, Janet, for being our remarkable Johnny on the third, Janet on the spot with the telephone and running all of the equipment.
Thank you, callers and listeners. And please like us on Facebook, and we will see you in 2 weeks. I'm going to have Arwen on, A-R-W-E-N, and you can see her at Arwen Tarot, and a brilliant reader, a lot of fun, her whole purpose in life is to help you find joy. Until next time, good night, and have a wonderful new year.
Thank you for listening to Tarot of Empowerment. If you would like a tarot reading from Judith Salt, or if you have suggestions for a future show, contact Judith at judithsalt.com. That's Judith, J-U-D-Y-T-H, at judithsalt, S as in Sam, U-L-T as in Tom, .com.